This is the St. Mary Ann Cope Parish Podcast. Thanks for joining us. St. Mary Ann Cope Parish is the community of Catholic believers from Lakeland and Solvay, New York, located in Syracuse. Our podcast is here to help encourage and edify you in your faith.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus and his disciples left from there and began a journey through Galilee, but he did not wish anyone to know about it. He was teaching his disciples and telling them, "The Son of Man is to be handed over to men, and they will kill him. And 3 days after his death, the Son of Man will rise." But they did not understand the saying, and they were afraid to question him. They came to Capernaum, and once inside the house, he began to ask them, "What are you arguing about on the way?" But they remained silent. They had been discussing among themselves on the way who was the greatest. Then he sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "If anyone wishes to be first, he shall be the last of all and the servant of all." Taking a child, he placed it in their midst, and putting his arms around it, he said to them, "Whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives not me, but the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. It is well known that the Jews did not produce any significant deposit of literature or art or architecture. They were a people, of course, victimized by those who tried to attack them, and so they used most of their energy defending themselves and rebuilding after they had been conquered so many times by their surrounding enemies. But they did produce a very small amount of what we call wisdom literature, and this wisdom literature is part of the canon of the Old Testament. Although Protestant Bibles do not contain it, but it's in all Catholic Bibles. The Book of Wisdom, written a few hundred years before the birth of Christ, is filled with insight into the human condition. In fact, I've often said, if you want to understand human behavior, read Jewish wisdom. They got it. They got it long before modern psychology described human behavior. In this particular passage, in the second chapter of the Book of Wisdom, we have a commentary on why people are persecuted, why they are destroyed, why they are maligned, and by others. And in this case, it's because, as the wisdom tells us, that whenever we try to do right, whenever we are not influenced by corruption, those who are corrupt are shown even more emphatically that they are corrupt. And therefore, your righteous deeds, in the sense, shame them, bring shame to them, because it shows them for who they are. Because, of course, it takes courage and tenacity to do what's right when so much of the world does what is a reflection of the original sin, and that is power and dominance. Power and dominance is probably the best description of all human sinfulness. Why do people sin? They desire power over others. They want to dominate others so to get their own way. They want to control others. It's a control mechanism that allows a person to feel a false sense of security because it's not real security. Look what happened to Adam and Eve when they thought that they would be more powerful or more intelligent than God himself. They lost everything. They lost their dignity. And it was only through Jesus Christ that their dignity was restored by his death and resurrection. So always, you know, whenever you are looking at a situation where people are fighting, where there's antagonism, where there's meanness, you can always go back to power and dominance. It's always about someone who is looking for that dominance, that power over another. And usually that helps us to really understand what's going on. And sometimes it helps in being able to mediate, being able to get people to negotiate, although other times you come to an impasse and you can't negotiate because the person is not willing to give up that desire for power. In this passage from Mark's Gospel, we have a very embarrassing situation for the apostles. And Mark, in his gospel, very often shows us how the disciples of Jesus, specifically the apostles, were at times clueless, how they just didn't get it. And we're not sure why Mark does that, but it seems to be one of the overriding themes of the gospel that Jesus teaches and the disciples don't get it, but somebody else does. Maybe the technique was that if you saw that the apostles didn't get it, maybe you would. I hope that's the case. So he describes this embarrassing moment. They were traveling, and of course Jesus knew everything. He's God. And so he lets it happen. He lets it happen. And when they come to a place where they were probably going to stay, he stops them and asks them, "What were you guys arguing about on the way here?" And of course, he gets them to admit that they were arguing about who was the most important or who was the greatest. And of course, that translates, who has the most power? Who has the most power? In other words, it's like they knew that they needed power to influence Jesus. But of course, he wasn't to be influenced by them. He was to influence them as God. And yet, they get it wrong, and they think that, well, if I'm his favorite, then I'm going to have the most power, and I will have the most ability to advise him about their preaching and teaching missions. And of course, you realize how silly that is, because it was about the Holy Spirit who was guiding and leading them on their mission. But human sinfulness, that desire for power and dominance, showed them that it was an embarrassment. It was a sin to be having that conversation. And of course, this whole thing is a lesson in why we have the struggles we do in our communities, in our families. I mean, families have those struggles. I've seen it happen, especially, you know, after the death of a parent or something like that. I've seen horrible struggles for power in families. And communities have it. Church parishes have it. The dioceses have it. Any organization is always going to have that temptation for certain people to want power. And of course, it only brings about brokenness. It only brings the organization down, as it did with the apostles. Jesus had to correct them. He had to retool them to say to them, if you want to be the greatest, then you have to be the servant of all. You have to want to do the most, not the least. I was having a discussion with someone about a certain business, and the person was saying to me, you know, the boss comes in late, leaves early, and isn't there most of the time to answer questions, to guide the employees, and the business is failing. And he wonders why. Well, common sense would tell you that's why, because he is the least willing to work for his goals. And so it is with the kingdom of God. The one who wants to serve the most will be the greatest, not in terms of status, but in terms of being an agent of grace. And that's what it's all about, being an agent of grace. And so Jesus gives us that iconic image, which has been captured so many times in Christian iconography, in Christian art, of Jesus with his arm around the little child. And he's saying, you have to be like this child, not like a maneuvering adult, but like this child in your attitude, so as to desire to participate, to be a participant, and to experience everything. Children want to experience things. They soak up experience. Sometimes they soak up negative experiences, and we regret that as adults. But so Jesus holds the child and says, you have to be that way. And that means that it's not about who's the most powerful, who is the most dominant, who's the most influential, but who is willing to do the most when the work needs to be done. And that's the way it is with the kingdom of God. Rather than to kill the righteous one, work to be righteous, and don't worry about those who look upon you with disdain because they're sinners. Do what's right, and the reward will be eternal.
Thanks for joining us on the St. Marianne Cope Parish Podcast. If you have questions about St. Marianne Cope Parish, our locations, or any of our ministries, visit us online at stmariannecope.org.